This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
A summit today in Europe that's being called a make-or-break moment in the debt crisis.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. We could see some sort of grand plan come out of Europe today as leaders negotiate in Brussels over how and to what extent they'll work to solve the debt crisis there. All this week, Marketplace is focusing on why we here in the U.S. should care about what's going on there, and especially with the country at the center of the debt crisis, Greece. A wrap-up of those talks now in Brussels from the European desk and Marketplace's Stephen Beard.
The Eurozone leaders have a grand plan to solve the crisis once and for all. The trouble is they haven't yet agreed on most of the details. They want Greece to be let off from a lot of its debt, but they cannot yet say by how much. They agree that to protect Italy from meltdown, the bailout fund must be beefed up, but don't ask how or the exact sums involved. Barring a last-minute breakthrough, today's summit now seems likely to be inconclusive. Julian Pendock of investment firm Senhouse Capital.
They will say, we've come up with a plan, it's a good one, we're finalising details, we're moving towards progress, it's slow but steady, and so on and so forth. So a whole load of comfort words that we've seen and heard before.
He says that markets are calm, but they seem more bemused than reassured by today's summit. And the longer the crisis drags on, the greater the danger that it could spin out of control. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
You know who's keeping tabs on what's going on in Europe? American defense contractors. They're afraid the debt crisis might spread and affect their bottom line. From Washington, here's Marketplace's David Gura.
U.S. defense contractors still sell most of their weapons to one customer, the U.S. of A. But Michael Lewis with Lazard Capital Markets said they'd also planned for belt tightening in Washington.
What we're witnessing is a diversification of the revenue streams.
Yair Reiner, an analyst at Oppenheimer, says that paid off.
They typically get 15 to 20, sometimes 25% of the revenue from customers in Europe and through the Middle East.
But European demand decreased when those countries left Afghanistan and Iraq. And now one country at the center of the European debt crisis is in no position to keep buying. Richard Abulafia is with the Thiel Group.
Greece has a very significant military, and people were counting on export sales.
No longer. Lockheed Martin used to sell planes to Greece. Now it's banking on the Middle East. But that may have its pitfalls, too. If Iraq's looking for a good deal on some F-16s, it may be able to get a sweetheart deal on some used ones from Athens. I'm David Gura for Marketplace.
Lockheed Martin reported profit jumped by 25% last quarter, while fellow defense contractor Northrop Grumman said profit was up about 5% despite falling revenue. Boeing said its net income was up, too. Let's do the numbers. Markets are mixed right now. The S&P 500 up by about a tenth of a percent, but the NASDAQ is down a third of a percent. The Dow is up half a percent, 57 points at 11,764. Sales of new homes went up in September, the first rise in 4 months. Analysts say that's largely because builders cut prices in the wake of low demand. Orders for big ticket items, heavy machinery, computers and the like, fell in September by 0.8%. The Commerce Department said taking out orders for transportation and aircraft, durable goods orders actually rose by the biggest margin in 6 months.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Ally Bank, offering IRA savings products and a Raise Your Rate 4-year CD. Learn more at allybank.com. By CenturyLink, a new kind of broadband company linking Americans coast to coast with consistently fast speeds and personal service. More at CenturyLink.com. and by Indiana University's Kelley School of Business, providing a personalized approach to career advancement. Learn more at kellei.iu.edu.
In a little more than an hour, President Obama will announce plans to speed up student loan reforms, reforms that will start next year instead of in 2014. The plans include the ability for low-income grads to cap student loan payments at 10% of discretionary income and would allow the loan to be forgiven after 20 years instead of 25. Jeff Salingo is editorial director for the Chronicle of Higher Education. He's with us now. Hey, Jeff.
It's good to be here.
How much are these proposals going to help college grads?
It's going to help perhaps a couple million college grads, some of whom are in two different loan programs, and they'll now have the ability to consolidate those loans at a lower interest rate. And then the other students it would impact, or the other graduates that it would impact, are low-income borrowers who can now pay a lower percentage of their discretionary income back in student loans.
Is it going to be enough, though, do you think?
Over the long run, it still doesn't get at the underlying issues with the cost of college. College prices continue to increase well above inflation. More and more students are having to take out loans and take out greater amounts of loans. So the fact that we're going to still have graduates who are deep in debt, and if the economy doesn't turn around, out of a job, that's still going to be an issue next year, the year after, unless the economy turns around.
You think anything has been tried like this before? I mean, we've had other plans, obviously. The federal government getting involved in student loans, right?
Yes. I mean, the federal government got into the student loan business a couple of years ago, and through those savings, that's how they're paying for a lot of these new programs. Some have suggested that the discretionary income, paying a part of your discretionary income to student loans, should be available to everyone, not just low-income borrowers. You should always pay on, based on your income. That could be a possibility, but it's also a very expensive program. You have to remember that the students who pay back loans today, that's the money that we're using to give the students of tomorrow.
Does this entice, do you think, more kids to go to school?
I'm not quite sure it entices more students to go to school. It might entice more students to go to more expensive schools, knowing that if they take a low-paying job after graduation, that they might not have to pay as much back in student loans as they would have before.
Jeff Salingo from the Chronicle of Higher Education. Jeff, thanks.
Thank you.
And finally, thank goodness the case of the missing 5-foot Captain Morgan statue in Key West has been solved. Whew. Morgan is the spokesman, or spokespirate, for a company that makes spiced rum, and his statue was stolen from a Walgreens. Acting on a tip, or just using common sense, police found the statue in a dorm room at a local college, where one student said the life-size Captain Morgan would go from room to room, quote, depending on where the party was. I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
So here's a thought. What if Germany's role in the European debt crisis is more emotions than economics?
Germans have been searching for a missing part of their soul, passion. They envy the sun-filled days of their Mediterranean neighbors.
I'm Kai Rizdahl, German envy. Next time on Marketplace, the rest of the day's business news as well from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.